Hi, I'm Erica Green. Welcome to Green Spaces, the show about Riverside's many city parks. Today we're visiting what has been called the crown jewel of the park system, Fairmount Park. Once you've experienced it, you'll know why it's so special. Fairmount Park began as a 35-acre park in 1898. The landscape architectural firm of Olmsted & Olmsted of Brookline, Massachusetts provided the original park design in 1911. Olmsted & Olmsted were brothers, sons of the master of American landscape architecture, Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park in New York. The original center of the park includes the Bandshell Boathouse area. The Bandshell was constructed in 1920, providing an open-air performance location for the Riverside Military Band. The early park had some unique features that have been lost to us over time. A plunge or swimming hole used to be located here near this playground. The original playground was built in the 1950s and it had equipment with the cowboy theme. That was replaced in the 1980s and again 2010. The current play area is about 1 acre and is designed to symbolize the three Fairmount Park lakes. Just steps away, a sulfur well was located within this area. Some recall that it was somewhere near the base of the steps off of Banks Drive. Access was down a few steps into a covered wishing well sort of structure, and if what you wished for was to be away from the smell of sulfur, you could escape to the lake nearby. Welcome to the only boathouse in Riverside City Parks. Stewart's Boathouse used to be just a wooden shed, a roof over some docks. The current boathouse runs paddle boats and canoes for those who want to feel the aquatic charm of the lake. It also houses the lakeside room upstairs, a stunning view for social events. At one time, there was an amusement park area across from Fairmount Lake. Right up to the mid-60s, there was a petting zoo, carousel, rides, and games. One fun feature was a car track that extended over the water near the boathouse. Now we have the universally accessible playground in its place. The universally accessible playground was constructed in the area of the old amusement park. And if you look closely, you'll see that theme throughout the design of this newest feature to Fairmount. The playground provides universal access to all, regardless of ability. You can see that in some of the innovative features for physically challenged children here. The sensory wall, the water play, the play structures, swings, and the sandbox. The playground received a 2010 Award of Excellence by the California Park and Recreation Society. Hey, want to see a real water buffalo? A Riverside water buffalo? This World War II vehicle was called the Water Buffalo. It was once an important piece of amphibious assault equipment, and it was manufactured by Riverside's Food Machinery Company during the war. Lake Evans was a testing ground for this amphibious tank, and many Riversiders have memories of watching it take the plunge in this very lake. Everyone enjoyed watching it. Well, almost everyone. And the water buffalo isn't the only thing in Fairmount that brings back memories of yesteryear. The park has a century-old train near the entrance. The train was donated to the city in 1954, a gift from Union Pacific. For train enthusiasts, this is a real treat. The old 6051 is a 1907 coal-burning locomotive that once traveled between Utah and Nevada and then was brought to California for work near Orange County. Now it rests here for everyone to enjoy as a vivid reminder of just how instrumental the steam locomotive was in our past. Have an active family? There's a world of activities going on at the park. Sailing, fishing, golfing, and even lawn bowling. But if you're like me, you'll love the park for the simple things, like picnics. The Press Enterprise dubbed Fairmount Park best place to have a picnic in Riverside. And even the American Planning Association has named Fairmount as one of America's greatest places. That's what Fairmount Park is, a great place. There are a lot of memories to be made today at the park. All you have to do is come and make them.